The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, where they've got the same rubbish about climate change protests. Adam?
Yeah, it's been quite a thing for the past 2 days, and indeed Extinction Rebellion, this group, is planning to close off central London for the next 2 weeks. So they've got an order now, basically, which tells them that they must congregate around Trafalgar Square and not go near Parliament. Whether they obey that or not is another matter. There have been over 500 arrests so far. And I have to say, I mean, many protesters appear thoughtful and articulate and so forth, but there's a great quote from Boris Johnson, inevitably, perhaps. In a throwaway moment, he called protesters, as he put it, uncooperative crusties who live in hemp-smelling bivouacs and are creating a thorough nuisance as a result. It doesn't solve the problem, but it's colourful stuff, I have to say.
Good on him. Talking about Boris Johnson and Brexit, all sorts of stories, whether that's factual or not, about Angela Merkel, I don't know. It doesn't. Some people say it is, but it appears as though the negotiations are still on. What's the story?
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? Because, okay, so the comment attributed to Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, is that the deal that Boris Johnson is touting is überwältigender und wahrscheinlich, which I believe is overwhelmingly unlikely. Although I can't believe that she would have used the German to Boris Johnson, although he likes a little bit of foreign language himself, doesn't he? If she did say that it's overwhelmingly unlikely, then that is it sunk. If she didn't, then that's a Downing Street source basically playing games and spreading rumours. So we don't know at this stage. But I have to say, Alan, I mean, we are 23 days to Brexit deadline day, and whether it's true or not, of course, we still don't exactly know where we will be in 23 days as far as trade, customs, travel, security, you name it. We are completely in the dark still about what happens.
Interesting. Doesn't sound like Angela Merkel language, I have to say.
Doesn't it, really?
No, but you don't quite know.
I think with my accent.
Your accent was absolutely brilliant. Your accent was brilliant. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.